This is Engaging the Community, a monthly conversation with the president of Missouri State University, Cliff Smart. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Scott.
Last month, the MSU system began the search for a new chancellor for MSU West Plains, with Dr. Drew Bennett announcing he'll retire at the conclusion of the academic year. First of all, before we talk about the search process, let's talk a little bit more about Dr. Bennett and his service to MSU West Plains.
Dr. Bennett will be finishing up 11 years as chancellor when he completes this academic year. That's the second longest run any of the chancellors have had there. I think he's got really lots of good things have happened in that 10-plus years. We were the enrollment to the university there from when he started to now significantly increased. The fundraising piece has been better than it ever has. He's been able to privately endow three professorships, whereas when he started there were none. Great improvement in our campus in terms of facilities and growth of the faculty there. You know, that campus is really coming into its own as a real campus experience now. The acquisition of what used to be called the shoe loft apartments to have a residential, really nice residential facility within a block of campus is allows it to recruit beyond just driving distance for folks. And so we're going to miss Drew. He's been a really strong part of my team. He's been tremendously loyal to both me and the university, and he's done some really good work. But, you know, for all of us, there comes a time when you can't do any more, and it's to continue the progress, it's you need someone new coming in to then build on all those good works and continue to move the university. And I think Drew came to a point where he thought that's where he was, and has some other things both personally and professionally he wanted to do, and so saw this as a good time to retire.
Let's just remind our audience of the West Plains campus and its connection to the system as a whole.
So again, open admission, two-year university, part of the university system, really serves an underserved area of our state. Those seven counties, including Howell County, where West Plains is situated, all of those original service counties have a population that has about 10 to 15% of their population has a college degree, and so really is an economic engine of that area, along with Ozarks Medical Center, and is that opportunity for place-bound students to have a new start and a new life and a career through West Plains. It really is an important part of higher education in our state.
So MSU has been seeking some feedback from people in the community about what they desire in a new chancellor, and you have some results for us. Could you share some of those?
Yeah, so we did a survey, opened it up for everyone in that area. 250 people responded, which was really good. The two main questions: what are the most important issues facing Missouri State University West Plains? The top answers were increasing campus enrollment, managing budgets to meet reduced state funding, and building trust across campus and the West Plains community. That's consistent with my observations as well. Every institution of higher education is struggling with the funding piece, and West Plains is no different there. And, you know, given its location, the enrollment has kind of plateaued off the last 3 or 4 years. And so really looking to the new chancellor will be looking to evaluate what additional programs or changes might keep that enrollment on track. The other issue asked about characteristics of a new chancellor, and the things that came to the top were responsiveness and connection with students, comfortable in a rural setting, actively willing to participate in the community and in community organizations. And then there are other things as well, but those were the top three. And again, the campus on West Plains is so important to the community, along with the hospital, really the big drivers of what makes West Plains a special community. And so not surprising to see an emphasis on really making sure the university stays connected to and engaged and a part of everything in that area.
Okay. And there is a search committee that's been formed that will be there throughout the search process and oversee those applicants.
That's right. Matt Morris, Vice President of Administration here on the Springfield campus, who had that position for 6 years in West Plains, is going to chair that search. There's a great mix of community, West Plains employees, Springfield employees, and a student member that their job is to recruit and narrow the pool down to a finalist list of candidates to come on campus. It'll be a very open process. They'll engage with the community and the university community, and we'll get their feedback. And then ultimately, it's my job to recommend a new chancellor to the Board of Governors.
Okay. Have you begun accepting applications?
So we've hired a consultant to help us recruit, and she'll be on campus this month in West Plains, and that she'll be coordinating the application process, and that will begin middle to end of this month or very early in December. Our goal is to do that recruitment and evaluation by March of next year, and so it is just about to begin. I've met with our committee and talked about in detail what we're looking for and what potential obstacles are and how we want to move forward. We had a great town hall meeting attended by well over 100 people to get further input. You know, sometimes it's important for people just to be able to talk about the good and the bad and how we continue to move ahead. And that was a very positive meeting. I've met with our search committee. They're excited about this challenge, and I think we're going to have lots of good candidates for this job.
For those that maybe weren't at that meeting, what do you want your message and the university's message to be to those individuals?
One of the things I talked about at that meeting is the importance of leadership style. You know, all of the people that I look to hire to be on our cabinet, on our leadership team, we want them to have an open, transparent leadership style that is engaging, that is personable, that they have the ability to make meaningful relationships with folks, that they do their job with firmness but kindness both, and I think that's a really important piece, and I think that resonated very well in the room. And the other thing that we want to say is that the West Plains campus and this position is very important, and we're going to hire a phenomenal man or woman to lead that campus and to be a part of our leadership team. And I'm excited about this new chapter that's coming to the West Plains campus.
All right. President Clismart, thanks for joining us on Engaging the Community.
Thank you, Scott.